Every year, Citizens Against Government Waste releases its Pig Book. The publication aims projects ushered through the congressional appropriations process, which are not debated, requested by the president, nor specifically authorized. Among this year's listings are a potato storage project at the University of Wisconsin-Madison's Horticulture Department. Democratic Senator Herb Cole requested $270,000 additional dollars for researcher salaries and expenses. Tom Schatz, president of Citizens Against Government Waste, says Cole was bringing home the bacon for Wisconsin's potato industry.
If this were a nationally significant project, then the Agriculture Research Service probably would have asked for it. There's potato storage all over the place, although in all honesty, I'm not sure why we still have to research potato storage or even talk about facilities. It's something that people have been doing for many years.
Schatz says the UW project has helped create the $521 billion federal deficit and could have been funded by commercial interests like the fast food industry. But A.J. Busson, a vegetable production specialist for the university's horticulture department, defends the funding. He says in its 15-year history, the potato storage project has only received $400,000, and there's a fundraising effort underway to get more private donations towards a storage facility. Busson says Wisconsin's rank as the nation's third highest producer of tubers justifies the project.
About $173 million worth of potatoes are stored on an annual basis. And a couple years ago, we had some devastating storage problems that arose, and we lost 15 to 20% of the stored crop due to spoilage at a substantial cost of $30 to $35 million.
Meanwhile, Senator Cole, a ranking member of the Senate's Appropriations Subcommittee for Agriculture, says all project proposals are scrutinized to make sure they're wise investments. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.